The NRA says it's coming to Wisconsin because a lot of its members live in the upper Midwest. Anti-gun groups say they're responding with a film series, rallies, and other events because there are a lot of homicides, suicides, and domestic violence cases involving a gun. Film producer Janet Fitch of Milwaukee says many people live in fear of guns and gun violence.
And it's nothing about hunting. It never has been. It's nothing about individual gun ownership. It's about we don't want to see more mothers here and, or anywhere who have these stories to tell that are the worst stories anybody can imagine.
Fitch and others say gun violence is also a public health issue, with firearms injuries adding to medical costs and emergency room workloads. But NRA Public Affairs Director Andrew Arulanandam rejects the idea that his group has any link to improper use of guns.
Absolutely not. We stand for the rights of law-abiding Americans. We have 4 million NRA members. There are over 90 million law-abiding gun owners in this country. And we stand together to help preserve this freedom for all law-abiding Americans.
The Milwaukee NRA convention will feature various speakers, including retired General Tommy Franks, who led the U.S. invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. The NRA will also be revving up its political machine against Governor Jim Doyle and others in advance of this year's elections. But the anti-gun groups continue to target Eau Claire State Senator Dave Zinn for his pushing of the concealed carry legislation and his opposition to a bill mandating background checks for private gun sales. The groups say they don't care for Zine's offer to hold a hearing on the gun sales measure during the NRA convention. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.